Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel. So this is about Israel's piracy on the high seas. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition, group which wants to do relief work amongst the horrifically suffering people of Gaza. They had a boat, or I don't know if it's big enough to call it a ship, the Handala, which is sailing in international waters when Israeli troops stormed aboard because these people were trying to bring food to starving children and indeed adults in Gaza. And then then Israel said that its navy prevented the boat from illegally entering the maritime zone. Well, first of all, what would be illegal about them sailing in there? Those are the territorial waters of Palestine. They're up to the Palestinian side, not the Israelis. I don't see why any Palestinian would be opposed to saving people from starvation. And indeed, some Israelis are in favor of this. And also the dirty little secrets come out that, oh, there's this aid from the United Nations and elsewhere that the Israelis got, bring it across the border to Gaza and deliberately let it rot, sometimes bury it, destroy it, whatever, or else it's there. But it's not distributed. The so-called Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, jointly run by the United States and Israel, which is, I mean, maybe there's some good people, whatever, very little aid is getting through to Palestinians. Maybe Palestinians are too scared to go and receive flour and so on because they get shot dead. Over 1,000 people murdered. 1,000 unarmed people murdered. That's 1,000 civilians murdered for trying to get food. It's sickening. And that's self-defense. You see little children wasting away, reduced to a skeletal state, and that's self-defense. I mean, it's sick to claim that. People can't get insulin, women can't get tampons or whatever. What possible terrorist application has got a tampon got? Oh, we can't let it fall into the hands of Hamas and stuff like that. Hamas has almost ceased to exist. Some of them being killed, or some of them being taken by Israel to their jails to be tortured. Now, another makes Hamas good, but this is really is revolting what they're saying. So the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs said unauthorized attempts to breach the blockade are dangerous. Wait a second. Feeding starving people is dangerous? Are you out of your mind? Mass murder is not dangerous, but saving people is dangerous. You see the topsy-turvydom here. Wow. Dangerous when I say unlawful. Well, sorry. Giving a hungry person food, that's unlawful. Giving a sick person medicine is unlawful. What possible law would it break and undermine ongoing humanitarian efforts? Wow. Wow. How did anybody have the nerve to write humanitarian efforts? Shooting little children in the head, is that humanitarian? Blowing up hospitals, is that humanitarian? Starving people to death, is that humanitarian? Dozens of people dying of malnutrition every single day, even the aid workers and the doctors themselves these days. Now, finally, hats off to the Emiratis and the Jordanians have done some relief flights delivering some humanitarian aid, but I'm told there's actually very little they can deliver. There are only so many tons one of these transport planes can deliver. They've only got about 20 military transport planes between them, the United Arab Emirates and the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. And obviously they can only do so with Israel say so, and Israel at any point could stop it. So finally, bringing international pressure to bear has yielded a small result. But they would say there would need to be something like 160 flights to deliver one meal for the 2 million people of Gaza. And so, okay, those 20 planes can do one flight a day. I don't know how many times they can go back to base, load up more humanitarian aid and come back to deliver it and so on. So there were 19 activists on there, including Americans, French people, Australians, Britons, and so on. And they've been kidnapped by the Israeli Navy. What right do the Israeli sailors have to seize these people in international waters? What right? Would it be okay for another nation to seize an Israeli civilian ship in international waters and Israel suffered kidnapping itself, just like the to Greta Thunberg? Greta Thunberg and someone agreed to be deported. Some of her colleagues did not. So say, oh, well, therefore it's not a kidnapping. It is still a kidnapping. Whether they choose to fight their case to the courts or something is another matter. They just might want to make it more difficult, more embarrassing, assert their rights through the Israeli legal system and so on. Baby formula on its way to Gaza. baby formula. They couldn't have that. Another thing is when they kidnapped Greta Thunberg, fortunately released her after about 2 days. They had an Israeli sailor, was it soldier, handing her a sandwich and a bottle of water. Oh, how nice, how kind. Why can't you do that to everybody in Gaza? You know, so there they were just doing that for propaganda purposes. So, yeah, Greta Thunberg's ship was seized a month ago, and that was 115 miles of Gaza, well in international waters. So it's absolutely outrageous. And people say, oh, this was just attention seeking. Well, to some extent, it's a protest. Protest is about drawing attention to an issue. But if it saved even one life, it delivered even one meal, then it was substantial. Then that was worth it. It was doing something to release the unbearable suffering. So it's so infuriating. It's so distressing. You know, part of me just wants to stop reading. But do I have the right just to shrug my shoulders and think of something else and pretend it's not happening? Well, what about what's going on in Yemen? Okay, that was true. It was horrific what's happening in Yemen. There is a difference. Is other governments are speaking out. And, you know, governments like Irish government certainly never involved in that. British government, I don't think, is providing weapons to Saudi Arabians anymore. Certainly was. And OK, they could fight legitimately, not deliberately targeting civilians. As I've often said, I know civilians are always killed in every war. That is a bad thing. Militaries must try to avoid it. They can't always avoid it. Inevitably, a few get killed. But the Saudi Arabians were not trying to reduce it. But some people say it was actually just sheer incompetence rather than malice in some cases. That's what nepotism will do for you when you promote people to be, you know, combat pilots in the base of a tribal network. Yeah, there are obviously evil people, psychopaths in every country, therefore in every military. But the thing is, do they have checks and balances? Do they have courts martial when people commit crimes? I don't know. Or what about Darfur and so on? Yeah, but my government was not complicit in that. That's the difference. So this is why one's so different. And Israel's the one who harps on and on and on about being a democracy held to a higher standard, who bangs it. So a democracy would have a free speech and not willfully murder journalists, which they've done in Gaza, and not prevent access to journalists is too dangerous. Unless if you come apart with us and be our propagandists, people like Douglas Murray, really psychological warfare on behalf of Israel, broadcasting whatever he wants, that they want him to say, is completely laudatory, has decided to close his critical faculty on the whole Israel-Palestine conflict and so on. So there've been all sorts of blockades, and it's horrendous. It's clearly not working, this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. It's obviously revolting that they call it that. So over 59,000 people killed in Gaza since the 7th of October, 2023. That 7th of October attacks, about 1,200 people were killed. Several hundred of them were Israeli civilians. The rest were Israeli military personnel. Admittedly, some of them were off duty when this happened. So I'm glad that people are trying to do something. Yeah, do what they can. They've done more than I have. And maybe some lives will be saved. I wish they could all be evacuated. These people who are just going through such a living, endless nightmare in Gaza. So free Palestine.